So here's where I'm at in my teaching. We talked about the decode. We talked about faith alone. We talked about walking in the Spirit. We talked about rightly dividing the Word. We talked about how the Word is not only on that 2D piece of paper, but it's already settled in heaven, which is 5D or above, and it's actually playing out in 3D every moment of every day. And so here's where I'm at now, is that the eternal truths are the overarching patterns that cannot be broken. And so the game of the devil is to try to get you focused on the temporal, the 3D, instead of the eternal. In other words, how would the devil attack you? So the eternal truths, Jesus is a Savior every day, 24/7, 7 days a week, all the time. The eternal truth is that this whole creation was made for you. The elect saints he's calling out his elect out of Babylon. So it was made for you. The earth was actually made for you. Not you for the earth. The earth was made for you. So if the earth was made for you, there's no such thing as scarcity. The scarcity lie is just a lie, you know. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. So there is appointed time. The secret is to stay healthy until that appointed day, you know, and to keep yourself right, keep your mind right. You've been bought with a price. You're not your own. So if somebody bought you, let's say if somebody bought you in the 3D, there, even if they bought you, let's say if you were a slave in another country or something, they're responsible for you. You know, let's say you take a job. Even now, let's say you take a job. You take a job, the manager is responsible for the employees. While you're there for 8 hours, the manager's responsible. That everything goes smooth, that you're taken care of, that you're in a safe environment. You know, that's the way it should be. You know. So if you've been bought with a price, then you receive Christ by faith into your heart, you're joint heirs. So God is going to take care of you. The Bible says He won't put more on you than you can handle. The Bible says He knows the beginning from the end. What has been shall be, what shall be has been. There's nothing new under the sun. So everything that happens in your life, any kind of problem that comes up, the solution was already there. Let's say it's a health problem. Most of the time, fasting is the solution. Cutting back sugar, changing your habits, changing your patterns, breaking a sweat, even if you don't exercise, walk. I mean, if you walk around a block or something. If you want to lose weight, that's easy. All you do is cut back sugar and eat 2 or 3 meals a day and do a 14-hour fast, and that's it. Your body will start to eat its own fat. So God will take care of you. The problem just is there to reveal the solution. The solution was there before the foundation world. The lamb slain before the foundation world. So the lamb slain before the foundation of the world tells you what? that everything was already solved before the problem showed up, before the problem appeared, because the solution was already there. So when Adam and Eve fell into sin, the solution was already there, but they were hiding behind a fig leaf. They made aprons, an app. They made an app to hide behind, an apron. That was a covering, that was the energy of the flesh. They wanted to be covered from their sin. But their sin could not be covered with a fig leaf. Their sin could only be covered by the blood. So God made an offering, gave them a coat of skin from a beast, an animal. It had to be a sacrifice. The solution is already there before the problem appears. That's an eternal truth, and it's always true. It's a fractal holographic truth. In other words, it's true every moment of every day. It's true no matter what you face. It's true no matter where you are. The solution was there before the problem appeared. Everything has a solution. You might not see it. You might have to pray about it. You might have to beg and ask and seek and knock. But He will answer you. But you have to ask in faith, nothing wavering, because a double-minded man won't receive anything. When I said, "Lord, this place is crazy. What's going on?" He said, in an audible voice, twice, and it was 6 months apart, but to him it's the same day. And I thought, why did he say the same thing that he said 6 months ago? Because he's outside of time. He's only going to give you the answer that's the truth. One time I said, "Lord, what's going on?" He knew what I was asking. Everything looks crazy. Looks like the devil's winning. 666 everywhere. But I know he's not winning, but it looks like it. What's going on? The devil's prideful. He's gonna put 666 in your face, but actually 666 is the number of man. It's the flesh side of man. So the man is prideful. So man puts his will, his stuff right in front of you. Somebody who's in gematria, they're gonna put that in your face, even though it's not the truth. They're gonna put it in your face, say, "This is the truth." Isisian code, the guy. He's gonna say that's the truth, even though it's not the truth. He's gonna put it in your face. And he's going to say, "This is the ultimate code. The Bible's the ultimate code. And if anybody codes or decodes, they need to line up with the Bible. Everything in front of you needs to line up with Scripture. The archetypes, the eternal truths. Jesus has a head and a body. You have a head and a body. The corporation has a head and a body. The business, the job, the driver has a head and some passengers. The snake has a head and a body. A dog has a head and a body. A cat has a head and a body. The only thing that doesn't have a head and a body is a spider, it looks like. That's why the hive, but it's combined. The head and the body's combined. So there's your hive mind right there. There's your Borg. The Queen Bee Borg is tied into everybody. So that's in Star Trek. It's in the movies. Another overarching pattern is the AI flesh mind is the energy of the flesh, which is man's creation. And so the computer, the AI flesh mind, the machine man, is going to destroy himself. So man will destroy himself without God. Man will actually destroy the earth if God didn't intervene. Jesus comes back to destroy those that would destroy the earth. So man, not only will he destroy himself, but he would destroy the earth. An overarching pattern is a third of the angels fell. So I'm driving down the highway at midnight right now, and it's dark. You sleep for 8 hours a day. A third of your day you sleep. Jesus went to the cross at 33. It's 33%, right? 33. A third. 66 books in the Bible. Makes the whole, the resurrection. The Bible promises you what, 70 years to live? They give you retirement at they give you full retirement at what, 66 or 67, because they know most people are going to die, and they get this, it's all a big scam. They're taking an actuary to see when you're going to die, and they say most people die at blah, 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 and so we're going to get their money, you know. They're not even going to get their full Social Security. We're going to get it. The government's going to get it. And even if a spouse gets it, that spouse dies before the time. It's all a system set up, people. Nothing's coincidence. Nothing. Not with God and not with the governments. There's no coincidence. If you want to sell out to the hive mind, the queen bee spider hive, you're going to have to do what the hive tells you. When you don't join up with the hive, it's rough. But think about how you might have an easy life if you join the secret societies and the hive. You might have an easier life, but it's still going to be rough no matter how you do it. Think about it. They sold their soul to the devil. You don't think this is going to be rough? The devil's just like the Pharaoh. The Pharaoh was a taskmaster. He told the children of Israel, he said, you think my dad was bad? My pinky's going to be stronger than his thumb. Made it rough on them until they left. They got out. But God had to teach them. Think about what I'm saying. So the children of Israel left Egypt. But they had to conquer some stuff. They had to conquer the battles within. They had to conquer the battles without. They had to learn how to be their own financial people. They had to learn how to plant their own food or gather their own food. They had to learn how to fight. They had the prophets and the priests. The priests would tell them, there's a sin in the camp. You're not going to enter the promised lands. Get the sin out of the camp. Moses said, let my people go. We're going to the promised land. But Moses couldn't enter in because he smote the rock twice. He destroyed the type and shadow of Jesus being smitten only once. And so he couldn't go into the promised land. But he could look and see it afar off. And so what is an overarching principle of types and shadows? As long as you follow the types and shadows in your body ship, in your mind, in your heart, your soul, you're in the promised land. But as soon as you step out and destroy the types and shadows, you leave the promised land. What happened at this cross? There was sacrifice. You're going to have to sacrifice on a job or in a marriage or on a business or blood, sweat, and tears to get something done a lot of time, most of the time, well, all the time, really, to accomplish something beyond what you normally would accomplish. It's going to be blood, sweat. To shift your reality to the next level, there's going to be blood, sweat, and tears. Every time I do some work, like woodwork or remodel or something, I always cut myself, even though I try my best not to cut myself. Wear gloves. It's like, how did that happen? And I noticed that before I even saw the code, I noticed that 15, 20 years ago, I thought, why is it even if I'm trying, when I'm building something or fixing something, and I'm trying not to get cut, I get cut? What's that about? And I'm being conscientious, conscientious the whole time, and I get cut. Blood, sweat, and tears. But the sweat is good for you. The stretching is, so you have to stretch your mind. So at the cross there was sacrifice. What else happened at the cross? Love. God is not going to let you go through this life without experiencing love if you're saved. Love for a spouse, love for a child, love for a parent, love for a enemy, love your enemies, the Bible says. Love for mankind, love for souls. What would be the ultimate love? Agape love, the same kind of love that God has, love for souls. God is looking at your heart and your motivation 24/7, 7 days a week. He's always testing your heart to see where it's at. Every so often I'll get this noise, it's like a high pitch, and I'll hear it, it lasts for about 30 seconds. Yeah, it could be the CIA, but I always thought it was God pinging your heart. He can ping, just like you can ping something with a computer, I think God pings your heart. He already knows what you're thinking anyway. He already knows the beginning. Everybody's walking. Look, the path is the path of Jesus. And you're moving towards that mind, the mind of Christ. And so you're connected with the earth. You're connected with the hologram. Hologram just means holy writ. So you're actually in the holy writ. So everything that you do, everything that you think, everything that you say, is all connected with everything in front of you, because it's just a fractal hologram. And so what you're thinking is reflected back. What you're saying is reflected back. You might say, well, how's that possible? Well, when a farmer plants a watermelon seed, the watermelon comes back. The Bible says you reap what you sow. If you hit a surface, it makes a noise and reflects back. If you look at a mirror or some shiny object, it reflects back. Everything in front of you reflects back. If you look at a pond, it's got a reflection. You reap what you sow. It reflects back. If you go up on a mountain and scream, it has an echo. Why is there an echo? Can anybody else hear it? Why does it come back to you? What's up with the echo? It's a reflection. And so you're not saying anything new. You're not thinking anything new. You're not on a new path. You're on the path. You know, you go about your day, you think you're going to do this or do that or run this business or get rich or whatever. But actually, that's really not why you're here. All these goals that you have, that's not even why you're here. It's all about your heart. It's a tuning fork of your heart. It's a feedback loop. It's a feedback loop. In engineering, what we learn is like you're going down the highway and you got your cruise control on. It sends a feedback loop, because let's say I set it for 60 miles an hour. Right now I'm doing about 70. So if I set it at 70, I need to go ahead and set it while I've got an opportunity. So I just set it at 70 miles an hour. Now how does it keep that 70 miles? How does it do that? It's a feedback loop. When it goes to 71, it sends a signal to slow down. When it goes to 69, it sends a signal to speed up. It's a feedback loop. And that's what this earth is. If your heart's out of tune, the machine Mother Earth, the machine, sends a feedback loop to get your heart right. If it really gets out of tune, the police show up at your door. If it really, really gets out of tune, you end up in the jailhouse. Some of these people that kill people, their heart's not right, so they end up in jail. So they're sitting in that cell, and they're thinking about what they did. God is going to force you to face yourself. It might be in solitary confinement, but it's a feedback loop. So let's say somebody killed somebody and they went to jail and they were so bad they had to get in solitary confinement. What are they going to be doing? They don't have no TV, no music. What are they going to be doing? Thinking about what they did.
In 2 miles, use the right 3 lanes to take exit 131 for I-40 West toward I-785 North, Greensboro.
So your job, your hobbies, it's all a feedback loop for your heart. You already won by faith because Jesus already rose and defeated the devil. You already won. You're a winner in Christ. You already won the battle, but the sanctification process is very painful because the old flesh mind, the old Adam, is so evil, it's not even funny. Pure evil. Let me put this on pause and cut down get rid of my map. Yeah, so the heart is deceitfully wicked, who can know it? So everything, God is sending the spirits from the throne to see whose heart's right by Him. It's all about your heart, people. And you thought it was about your job, you thought it was about your family, you thought it was about your nation, you thought it was about your whatever, your football team, your basketball team. I don't think so. Thought it was about your girlfriend or your spouse or whatever. No, it's about your heart. Why did I marry this woman? It's all about your heart. Test your heart. It's all about the heart. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow all the issues of life. All the issues. What's an issue? Well, there's a publication. This is the 14th issue. There's a movie. There's some news. Whatever it is, the issues are not really what the problem is. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow all the issues of life. And so the issues in front of you are really issues about your heart. The Bible talks about a woman having an issue of blood. She had an issue of blood, and she touched the hem of His garment and got healed, right? She had some issues. Like a drama queen has issues. So what's a drama? What is a issue? What is a drama queen issue? It's a heart condition. They got issues because they got a heart issue. It's all about heart. If they get their heart right, the issues go away. It's all about the heart, people. A lot of that's true about health as well. A lot of health problems because there's issues in the heart. It's not about your job. It's not about your kids or your spouse. It's not about the government. It's not about anything but your heart. And that's hard to accept because you've invested so much time in that career or in this. It's not about how your house looks for Christmas, you know. It's not about the family gathering coming over to. It's about your heart. And you can't fix those people. So they're going to come over and have Thanksgiving, and as soon as they leave, they're going to be talking about you. While they're there, they might be talking about you. And you're going to say, why did they say that? Or why were they late? Why do they act that way? Why do they've done that their whole life. You're going to have all these issues. It's a heart issue. It's all about the heart. So the overarching principles, the devil's going to try to attack them. He's going to try to do fear darts and worry darts and all the different darts that he sends. So the devil's in another realm. He's in the spirit realm. So when he attacks you, it's not just, it's, what's the saying, when it rains, it pours. So when the devil hits you with one dart, three or four hits you at one time. But they don't get through except for God allowed it for a reason, to test you. Test your heart. There's a hedge up. Job had a hedge, and the devil says, you got a hedge around him, I can't touch him. And when God removed the hedge, Job was tested. And what was Job's conclusion? Trust God. Trust God. God's in control. God asked him a bunch of questions in the book of Job. Were you there when I created the earth? Were you there when I set the foundation? Were you there when I made the behemoth and made all the animals of the sea and all that? Were you there? He couldn't even open his mouth because his wisdom's too much, too high, too high. And what do you think man is doing with all his quantum physics and his biological? Man's just trying to discover what God did a long time ago. Man's trying to be God, man's trying to get the knowledge of the DNA and the biology, and he wants to make a synthetic machine man to live forever and transfer his consciousness to live forever. But can you imagine living forever and have sin? When you see Jesus, you're going to be like him, so you're going to be sin free. But can you imagine living in the flesh, or in a robot, or in a machine, or a synthetic body, if they even could do it, which I don't think they could ever do it. But imagine a robotic vessel, but you still have sin. This is why in Genesis 3, he put those, the tree of life, they couldn't eat it, because imagine if you ate up the tree of life and lived forever while you're still a sinner. God is protecting you. You need a sin-free body. You need a sin-free being. You need to be pure to live forever. Because if you live forever in sin, you know, yeah, people choose to go to hell. People choose to be sinners. And people choose to reject Jesus. But when they're burning in hell forever, they can't blame God. And if you think about the heart being the issue, and all the greediness in the world, the lust, the pride, the bitterness, the unforgiveness, the hate, the murder, all the stuff that's going on, covetousness. I had one preacher one time say he thought covetousness is the root of all sin. But it's pride. Pride is the root. They're up there together. Covetousness and pride are up there together. But I'm almost to the destination, so let me cut this short. But to say before I shut this off. The overarching patterns were already set in place before you were born. And as God reveals the overarching eternal truths, the eternal patterns, if you rest in that, you win. Because there's peace, because you know God is in control. If you rest in that, you got it made. But the devil's, what's the devil trying to do? Take away your peace. Rest in the truth. Rest in the eternal truth. Rest in God. Did God make man to be all stressed? No, God wanted man to... You think about God was walking with Adam in the garden. He wanted somebody to tend his garden, right? But it was peaceful. It wasn't a bunch of stress. What's the parallel for today? To give out the good news, give out the gospel. And those who are new believers, tend the garden, take care of the garden, because the garden is their heart. And so show them some truth, some deep truth that's going to set them free. Give them the truth that sets them free, you know. Let me go over here and give me, let's see if, I think, I don't know if this store will be open. It's 12:20. It's Thanksgiving already. Tend the garden of the sheep. So the sheep are looking for answers. What is the garden? The heart. The shepherd guards the heart. Garden, guard. Guard your heart with all diligence. And so you got new believers. Take care of the garden. The heart is the field. The mind and the heart are connected. They're related. If this door is open, all the lights are on. Let's see. I doubt it. Looks like they're open. That's all I got. Focus on the eternal truths and the temporal drama, the lies you believe or tell yourself or somebody else tries to put in your mind. Whatever lie you're telling yourself, you can cast it down with the right thoughts.